automated voicemail transcription in the new Google Voice. How well does it work? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. One of the most talked about features in Google Voice, a new product available only to some consumers at this point, is voicemail transcription. Today, we give transcription a test, but first, a brief explanation of Google Voice. It lets users select a local phone number to give to friends, family, and coworkers. Users can set up that number to ring other numbers at the same time, work, home, and cell phone, for example. Google Voice lets users answer calls or send callers directly to voicemail. Calls can be easily recorded and then retrieved from the Google Voice website. And Google Voice computers now transcribe voicemail, sending the results via email or text message. Google Voice product manager Craig Walker.
We were actually able to work with the Google speech team that's been doing a bunch of great work on voice to text, or being able to allow users to speak things and able to do a search query. You see that manifested in like the Goog 411 service, which is a voice-driven directory assistance service. And we were able to leverage what they've done and put it into our service to transcribe voicemail messages.
To get a sense of how well the transcription works, we asked listeners to leave messages on our Google Voice number. No message was transcribed with 100% accuracy, although you could get the gist of some of the voicemails. But other times, Google's speech-to-text computers failed in big and hilarious ways. One listener recited the First Amendment on our voicemail.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
And this is the exact text we got back. Harrisville, making a large back, and if that was kind of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or bridging freedom of speech, or a price for the rest of the people to use. We have several expedition, the government's for regressive griffin says. Now, to be fair, Google is not promising complete accuracy. Craig Walker says transcribing phone messages is tough business.
In transcription, or in when you're doing speech to text, there's a couple different ways to make things easier. So if, you know, one way to do it is if the engine knows it's only a single person talking, it can train and get smart on what that person's saying. Another way is if it could be anyone talking, you know, one way you can make it more accurate is to limit the number of words that those any people could be saying. So similar to like a phone tree that you get when you call, you know, United Airlines or something. So what we have, though, is kind of the most difficult challenge of any person possibly saying any possible word and trying to automatically transcribe that.
We have more examples of how well Google Voice transcribes voicemails, including a predictably inaccurate interpretation of Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky on our website, futuretense.publicradio.org. And now for some reading recommendations. You may have heard alarming stories about the Conficker worm that's set to attack Windows computers on Wednesday. Computer security firm F-Secure attempts to calm fears with its thorough and amusing FAQ. And USA Today reporter Byron Akahito has a Conficker timeline on his blog. You can find links to these pages at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.